33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Introduction. You are about to embark on an incredible journey. This isn't just another book. It is an invitation to participate in a sacred journey, a spiritual pilgrimage. It's a guide that will lead you to encounter Jesus in the Eucharist like never before, and it will change your life in the most marvelous of ways. A pilgrimage is a sacred journey with a specific intention. People travel all over the world to make pilgrimages, but you won't have to move an inch to go on this adventure. Our journey will be an inner journey, and our specific intention is consecration to Jesus in the Eucharist. The meaning of consecration is to devote yourself to God and make yourself 100% available to carry out His will on this earth. It is an act of surrender to God where we hold nothing back. Through the act of consecration, we dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to God's will, surrender our distractions and selfishness, and promise to faithfully respond to God's grace in our lives. And there is no better way to receive God's grace than through the Eucharist, because Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, is truly present in the Eucharist. A relationship with Jesus in the Eucharist will improve your life, strengthen your friendships, help you overcome your fears and doubts, inspire you to live the dreams God has placed in your heart, and show you the genius of Catholicism. Jesus waits for you in the Eucharist, in our tabernacles and monstrances, and on the altar at every Mass. His message to you is unmistakable. In a world where so many people feel unseen, unheard, and unworthy, Jesus generously proclaims, "I see you. I hear you. I know you. You are worthy. I am with you. I care. I am yours. You are mine." And this is His invitation. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Go to Him. Seek out time in His presence. Allow His presence to transform you in ways unimaginable. Over the next 33 days, I will be praying and fasting for you. I pray it will be a life-changing journey. May the Eucharistic glory of Jesus Christ find a home deep in your soul and remain with you forever. Are you ready for the journey of a lifetime? Well, I hope so. The next 33 days is a time of preparation for the profound experience of Eucharistic consecration. The reflections are designed to be deeply spiritual and intensely practical. This preparation will take only about 15 minutes each day. Here is our step-by-step guide to each day. First, find a place where you can be quiet. 2. Listen or read the reflection. 3. Ponder the one idea that struck you most from the reading for a few minutes. 4. Pray the spiritual communion. 5. Look for opportunities to adopt the virtue of the day in your daily activities. 6. Use the conversation starter to spark discussion with classmates, family, or friends. 7. Have a great day. The journey will last 33 days, 4 weeks and 5 days. Each week is arranged around a theme and designed to prepare you for your consecration on day 33, but also to educate and inspire you about the extraordinary power of the Eucharist. During week 1, we will look at the Eucharist and the pilgrim. Week 2, the Eucharist and the saints. Week 3, the Eucharist and you. Week 4, the Eucharist and history. And in the final days, the moment of surrender. If you miss a day or two, or even 5, do not give in to discouragement and don't quit. Discouragement doesn't come from God. If you miss days, simply read the days you missed and keep moving forward. Stay the course. No matter what, 33 days after you start, consecrate yourself to Jesus in the Eucharist. Day 33 lays out clearly how to complete the act of consecration. What you are doing is a powerful spiritual exercise that is going to bear abundant fruit in your life and for the world. Prepare for an explosion of grace in your life. God bless.